We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call! Yeah.
Wake up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
508 here at K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny.
Morning.
You know when we go to shows and we're lucky enough to get a picture with the artist that's performing? Mm-hmm. It's a really cool perk of this job.
Yes.
Then we kind of have to wait a little longer than normal to get our picture back. And then you do and you're so excited. Have you ever had that point where you get it and you're like, huh? You're kind of not as pleased with it.
Was your picture not very good? We got to meet Tim McGraw on Saturday, which was amazing. I have never met Tim McGraw, so I was totally fangirling. My husband, too, he was like, wait, we get to meet Tim? And I was like, yeah. So we were totally stoked. I liked my picture. You didn't like your picture?
I don't know. It was okay. There's like a really awkward gap between me and Tim. Like, we didn't want to like touch each other. But I did. Like, I was super excited to meet him. And then, like, he didn't really have, like, the smile I was looking for. He was good-looking in person. Aww. I'm not trying to bash Tim or anything. I didn't look amazing either. My wife looked perfect. But Tim, yeah, I don't know. I was like, oh, this is going to go on the fridge when I get it. We're going to print it out. We'll Photoshop a Christmas hat on him. It'll be our Christmas card.
Not so much?
No, I don't think so.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I had to crop mine because my husband's, like, 6'2". Tim McGraw is not. And so he was like, my husband told me, he's like, you know, I didn't want to make him feel bad, like, because he's short. So my husband, like, went in at an angle, like, he's like sideways and then tried to like straighten up. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, your body is like an S. Like, he looks really awkward. And he's like, I didn't want to make him feel short. So I was trying to like lean down, but not be too obvious.
What a nice guy.
No, I was like, come on, this is our picture. Stand up straight. Come on.
I saw you posted yours. I want to see the unedited, the uncropped one.
Where my husband looks like a snake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to show me that. All right, coming up this morning at 7:10, we've got Stagecoach tickets for you. The 10-question takeover is back. Your chance to win 3-day passes into the Big Festival coming up later on this month. It happens right here on K-Frog.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
That's John Party right here on 95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Last night, the college basketball national title game was on. Great game, too, if you got to catch it. Texas Tech taking on Virginia. We had a big Texas Tech fan here.
Scott is a diehard Texas Tech. He's an alum. So he has been on cloud nine walking around here because Texas Tech, one, made it this far and then makes it all the way to the finals. But unfortunately, it was just not their night last night.
Poor guy. I was listening to some of his show yesterday. That's all he was talking about. Come on, man. So, yeah.
It'll be interesting if he comes in today.
We'll see what he says today. Yeah, Virginia wins 85-77. Before this whole thing kicked off, Kelly and I, we filled out our own brackets.
And I love sports. Do not really follow basketball at all, especially college basketball.
Same.
I have no idea. So I was like, all right, this will be fun. I literally just picked names, and a lot of them I picked because I knew them, which is funny because when I got to UC Irvine, didn't pick them. I don't know why it didn't register that it was R, UC Irvine.
You think there's multiple?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were a pretty low seed, so I didn't pick them either. But once it was all said and done, we had our picks sealed up in an envelope, so nothing could be changed. We broke them out yesterday and counted up how many wins each of us had because we had an idea. We're like, let's use this as a weekend wager.
Right.
Oddly enough, this final game fell on a Monday, so,
so that didn't work.
A little out of place, but we did count all of them up. You ended up with how many correct games?
I had 36 correct winners predicted.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah.
It's not as good as 43, though.
Okay, but you watch this.
No, I don't.
You watched last night.
That was the only... I watched, like, some of the first round games back on March 21st. Gosh, that was a long time ago. And last night.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have No idea who was good and who wasn't.
You get one weekend wager and look at him. He's like, I'm going to get a streak going. Here's two now.
That's back to back, by the way. So here's the thing. Since it ended up being pretty early in the week, I didn't really have time to come up with a punishment for you. So I'm going to leave it in the hands of our listeners.
Oh, yay.
So what I need you guys to do is text in some opinions, some options. What should Kelly have to do for this weekend wager?
Number
888-431-3764. Make them really, really good.
Be nice.
Please.
Please.
Don't be nice.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Thomas Rhett here on K-Frog 550. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony taking a look at our sexy stagecoach bracket. This thing is getting ready to wrap up. We are in round two. Yesterday's matchup.
It wasn't even a matchup.
Right, what do I call it?
It was a landslide. Luke Bryan going up against Danielle Bradbury. No competition here, unfortunately. Poor Danielle Bradbury got slaughtered. Luke Bryan wins with 81% of the votes.
Ow.
Again, the comments crack me up, though, because they go on to say, like, why would you do this to anybody? Put him up against Luke Bryan. But I think Luke Bryan is going to meet his match. We're going to have somebody he's going to go up against that will actually be a battle.
Well, Luke's going to play the winner of today's battle, which is Tyler Rich, going up against Kane Brown.
And see, this one is really tough because I think both guys are sexy in their own way. They both have their own traits that I'm like, okay, but I will give the edge to Tyler Rich on this one. It's his smile, his style, and of course, the dream from a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
Pushes him over the edge. So my vote today goes to Tyler Rich.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tyler also. Tyler's straight up got more personality than Kane, to me at least, after talking to both of them. Kane's going to beat me up after he hears
right?
that.
Right? Can't wait to tell him that out at Stagecoach.
It should be quiet. Tyler, California guy, kind of looks just like me, except taller and better shape and has a lot of tattoos, so he's obviously better looking than I am. But I'm going to go Tyler this morning also.
Did you really say he looks like you?
Wow.
White and has a beard and wears a hat.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
We could be brothers.
Well, you can get your vote in right now. It's a sexy Stagecoach bracket. K-Frog's Facebook page is where you want to check that out. And speaking of Stagecoach tickets, we do have those this morning coming up 7:10 right here on K-Frog.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
6:06 here on K-Frog. Good morning, it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. How did you sleep last night?
I slept okay.
Would you have slept better if your husband wasn't in bed with you?
Most of the time, I think I sleep better because he is with me.
Kind of a safety
thing. But there are sometimes, like, when he rolls over, because he's a big man, when he rolls over and the bed shakes, I'm like, stop moving. Like, you are bugging me, especially if it wakes me up, which I think is interesting when the new study came out talking about sleep divorces. I've never heard of this before, but I guess this is a thing where now couples are agreeing to sleep in different beds because they sleep better, and that's right. All it is. Has nothing to do with their relationship. They just sleep better based on being in different beds, which I think about in like my case. Yeah, I probably would sleep better if we were still in the same room but had different beds. I probably would sleep better.
Yeah, my wife would tell you 100% she would sleep better if I was not sleeping right there next to her.
Are you a snorer?
Apparently, I don't believe it, but she'll wake me up in the middle of the night and say, you're snoring. And I think she's waking me up just to say hi. I don't think I snore.
Just say hi in the middle of the night?
Because she misses me. I think that's cute. There's been a time where I've like hit her in the face. I don't remember that. The other night, I tried to steal her pillow that she was sleeping on.
See?
So I just go like buck wild when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I'd kick you out of bed too. So,
I get it. I sleep like a baby. But yeah, she would tell you, maybe
get out of bed.
Try this.
For sure. All right. So we want to see from you, is this really a thing, these sleep divorces? Are there people out there who are married together, whatever, but you sleep in different beds and it's solely just because you sleep better?
Let us know if you do. That number 1-888-431-3764.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
Brothers Osborne right here on K-Frog 626 with the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony talking about the new trend, sleep divorces, couples sleeping in separate beds.
Yeah, the new survey says that more than 30% of couples say they would prefer to sleep apart from their significant other. So we're asking you, have you been doing this? Is this really a thing? And lots of text messages coming in say, yeah, for sure, we sleep separate. This one says, he sleeps on the couch because I snore. And he talks in his sleep. Isn't that the punishment, though, when you have to go sleep on the couch?
Normally.
Here's another one says, our schedules are so different. That's why we sleep in different beds, because we don't want to wake each other up.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I kind of get that. Yeah. We get up really early. And yeah, when you get up and you got to start moving around, makes sense. What about you? Are you doing this trend of the sleep divorce?
Definitely doing it.
Really? And for how long have you guys been sleeping in separate beds?
Going on 3 years now.
And what initially caused it?
His body temperature is just so hot, and I'm the opposite, and it's just so much more comfortable that way.
Get your body heat off of me. I can't sleep with you next to me.
Basically.
Did you try him sleeping outside of the covers to cool off, and you're still tucked in?
Yes, and it still doesn't work.
Didn't work.
It's just like a heater right next to me.
Okay, I could see that. That would get a little annoying.
I run a little warm, too. There's a couple people texting in saying that they don't do the different bed thing, but they try some other stuff. This one says, we sleep in the same bed, but we use different blankets.
Oh, we do that.
That way, if you're
sure.
Like a blanket stealer, you don't have to worry about the other person,
mm-hmm.
Which I totally get. This one's a little odd to me. It says, same bed, but he sleeps on the foot end and stretches his legs right by my face, and I'm completely opposite.
Ew.
I wouldn't want to sleep next to someone's feet. Plus, I would probably kick my wife in the head a couple times, concuss her. I don't want to do that.
That sounds like, you know, when you go on like a slumber party, it's like boys and girls and like you're not supposed to touch.
That's
okay.
Right, yeah.
Are we awake?
Time to run and shine!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
6:49 here at K-Frog. Kelly has the grab and go gossip.
Brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com, where you can always call him at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Well, the college bribery scandal will be putting some famous names behind bars. Yesterday, actress Felicity Huffman said she would be pleading guilty. She is one of 13 parents who are expected to plead guilty in the college admission fraud scandal. Now, her plea hearing has not been scheduled yet, but according to TMZ, part of her plea deal will be that she gets 4 to 10 months in prison.
Wow.
Yeah. In her statement yesterday, she did acknowledge her daughter, and she said that her daughter knew absolutely nothing about her actions. She said that she betrayed her. She feels bad about it. And then she goes on to apologize to all students who worked so hard to get into college for what she had done. Now, actress Lori Loughlin and her husband, they are in a way worse position than Felicity Huffman, because they gave a huge amount of money in this whole bribery scandal in order to get both of their daughters into USC. So according to TMZ, they could get 2 years minimum in prison if they do one of these plea deals.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Now, all of the parents in the college cheating scandal have been offered plea deals, but prosecutors are only accepting plea deals that have prison time along with it. So, yeah. Can you imagine, though?
No, I can't.
I mean, I get as a parent, you want to do the best for your kids. But come on, you broke the law.
Right.
Now you're going to see Aunt Becky behind bars? I mean, this just blows my mind. And to think that so many people were involved with this.
Tons. Tons. It's just, yeah, it still blows my mind the fact that they went to those lengths to get their kids into school. They didn't really have any interest in going.
And no, the amount of money that they spent, Lori Loughlin and her husband spent almost $500,000 to get their kids into college. $500,000, you could have started a company for them.
Why not just give them that money and let them go live their life? Lori Loughlin's daughter was the one who had the makeup thing, right?
Yeah, she had a lot of deals going on.
Girl.
Yeah, she was a YouTube star.
And she seemed like she was doing just fine.
Yeah, she's not now.
Not no more.
And she's not happy with mommy either. Luke Bryan going to be out at Stagecoach, going to give you a chance to win Stagecoach tickets coming up at 7:10 here on K-Frog.
We can wake up and wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Old Dominion right here on K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Old Dominion was in the big bracket, big college basketball bracket that we filled out. They didn't go too far.
No.
But It's all right.
No, so it wasn't the band. That was the only one I did know. I was like, oh, look.
A common mix-up. But last night was the national championship game. Really good game in overtime. Virginia did beat Texas Tech. But the thing that I liked most about this was Kelly and I filled out our own brackets. Once this thing started, we sealed them up, didn't look at them until yesterday. We thought, you know what? Whoever gets the most games right will be the winner of the weekend wager once that week comes about.
Right. Not knowing that the game was going to be a Monday night.
Yeah, whoops. Yeah. So we tallied them all up. Kelly, you ended up with?
I had 36 wins.
Which is really good.
Well, it's pretty good considering I don't watch college basketball at all. I was just going off of names that I knew. I was like, okay, I know Duke is a big name, so I carried them on all the way through to the final, which they didn't make it to.
No, I had Duke winning the whole thing, and no, they didn't win, but I pulled off 43 wins, which is pretty good. Same. I'm not
good
a huge.
Good for you.
Yeah, really good for me, which means that's back-to-back wins in the weekend wager for me.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Since we didn't know that this was going to end up on a Monday,
right.
I didn't have time to think of a punishment.
Yeah, usually we have a punishment that goes along with whatever the bet is. We didn't have one for this one, and it's Tuesday now, so we're a little early for the weekend. So we decided to get some help from you.
Right.
We want you to text in or call us if you have any good punishments for me. I'm so excited about this.
There were some that were coming in earlier. This one says, make her eat peeps.
No.
She should have to eat pineapple pizza.
Hates both of those.
I love that. This one says, I realize it's a different sport, but Kelly should wear an Angel jersey all day long.
No. That's you guys are just mean.
That's a good one. Have Kelly stand outside on the corner of the street with a sign that says, Anthony is the king of the weekend wager.
But he's not, okay? He's only won two.
And she might get kidnapped, so safety is an issue there.
Yeah.
But no, you can text in, what should Kelly do for our weekend wager punishment? That number, 888-431-3764.
Please be nice. Stick around. Stagecoach tickets coming up in just minutes.
Good morning, everybody.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Rise and shine.
On 95.1
K-Frog. 95.1 K-Frog 729 with the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony. We have Stagecoach passes. Time to give those away with a 10-question takeover. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This California-born country artist announced that he's expecting a baby with his wife, Taylor.
Brett Young.
Brett Young's correct.
All right. Question number two. What does the company Neutrogena specialize in?
Facial cleansers.
Yeah, skincare products. You got it.
Question number three. Last night, Texas Tech played Virginia in the college basketball national title game. Who won?
All right. This is a guess. I'm going to say Texas Tech.
Oh, no. Wrong guess.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
So do you know the answer to question three?
Virginia.
Correct.
Question number four. Cassie Randolph found love on what reality TV series?
I don't know.
Okay, thanks. You can steal question number four if you know the answer.
The Bachelor.
Got it.
Question number five. This motto from The Lion King means no worries.
Hakuna Matata.
Bingo.
Question number six. What is the smallest cup size at Starbucks? What's it called?
Oh my God, I don't know. I never get small. Let's go with a tall.
Tall is correct.
Oh.
Question seven. Who is the original host of the game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
The bald guy. I don't know his name.
Oh, the bald guy. Incorrect. He had hair. All right, question seven. He hosted Millionaire. Who was he?
Regis Philbin.
Regis is correct.
Question number eight. In a baseball game, what inning does the entire stadium get up to stretch?
Seventh inning.
You got it.
Question number nine. Where is the White House located?
Washington, D.C.
Thank goodness you have help. That's correct.
I hope you're taking that person if you win tickets. Here we go. Question number 10. For Stagecoach tickets, which Stagecoach headliner does not have kids?
Luke Combs.
Not Luke Combs. He doesn't have kids, but he's not a headliner. Sorry.
Oh.
All right, you get a chance to steal question number 10. If you tell us the correct answer, you're going to Stagecoach. Which Stagecoach headliner does not have kids?
Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt is correct. You're going to Stagecoach.
Yes. You're going to be heading out to Indio for 3 days, April 26th through the 28th, to go see the kidless Sam Hunt and Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan and so many others. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Dennis Rogers from Moreno Valley.
All right, there he is, Dennis, our latest winner for Stagecoach tickets. We're hooking you up all week long. Tickets available at stagecoachfestival.com. Listen coming up after 10 for another chance to win.
Wake up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I listen to the radio in the morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Carrie Underwood right here on K-Frog. It is 7:49 with the Wake Up Call. Time to take a look at what is trending. You might not be ready for the holidays quite yet, but this is a start, especially for you, Kelly.
Okay.
Hallmark has announced that they're set to air a record number of Christmas TV movies this year with 40 brand new flicks.
I am so down for those. How many of them are set in prison with Lori Loughlin, though?
Yeah, there's two with Lori. Holly Jolly Jail Time and Christmas in the Clink.
Okay.
So, yeah, very excited for those. And I know this comes to a surprise to everybody. I have never really sat down and watched one of the Hallmark movies.
You're missing out.
You rave about them. Monique, who works in our traffic department, raves about them. It seems to be like a really good thing amongst everybody, and I still haven't watched any.
Well, now you have 40 new videos.
Lucky
that
me.
You can see this year.
Four
and
zero.
Knowing Hallmark, they're going to probably start in August, so
that's
you're good.
Right. All right, got to get ready.
All right. There's a viral video making the rounds of a woman throwing an axe at a Target, and the axe ricochets off the back of the wall and comes back at the girl. Now, seriously, the first time I saw this, I thought, there's no way. This has to be fake, because she luckily dodges it before it pretty much impales her in the head. But this is for real. I looked this up to see what the heck was the story behind this. And I guess this is a thing now. Ironically, she was at the Bad Axe Throwing Club, which bars where you can go throw axes are now a thing.
Terrible idea.
What could go wrong with
terrible
that?
Idea.
Let's drink and throw some axes. The video now has 40,000 views. So according to some experts on this, what you're supposed to do at these places is you're supposed to participate in a 15-minute safety and training tutorial. Then you should always have an axe pro by your side. And there should also be foam mats and soft wood boards around the Target so it deadens the axe impact so it doesn't ricochet.
It won't bounce off and come back at you.
They're saying pretty much everything that happened in that video is so wrong. So I looked this up thinking, okay, well, are there any around here? There are some places. There's one in LA. There's one down in San Diego where you can go do this. Now, if you're going to open up your own, I came up with some names for you. The axes and alcohol, because yes, those totally mix.
That's a good one.
Brew and beheading.
Or
intoxicated and impaled.
No?
No.
I just want to wake up every day and I'm up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
Jake Owen right here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony, 805, taking a look at our sexy Stagecoach bracket. This morning we announced that Luke Bryan, with ease, is moving on.
81% of the vote.
Over Danielle Bradbury.
I think he's going to catch his match, though.
Not even close. Yeah, he's going to take on the winner of today's matchup, which is Tyler Rich taking on Kane Brown.
And I'm so torn on this one, because both guys are sexy in their own right. But I think I would give just a little bit of an advantage to Tyler Rich. He's got that super cute smile. I like his style. And of course, I told you about the dream a couple weeks ago. So,
which we want to hear more about.
No, so I think he gets just the slight edge.
Yeah, I see a lot of myself in Tyler Rich, which you were stunned by when I said that earlier this morning. I don't know
no,
why.
No, you said I'm picking him to win for sexiest because he looks like me.
Yeah.
That's what
she said.
Is that
how I worded it?
Yeah.
We'll go back after and listen to the podcast, which you can download, listen to the entire show. Yeah, I'm going to lean Tyler Rich too, looking at the numbers right now. 52% Tyler Rich.
This is going to be a close one, and you only have 24 hours to vote because tomorrow morning we will announce the winner. So if you want to get your vote in, K-Frog's Facebook page is where you do that. We are trying to find the sexiest artist coming out to Stagecoach.
Wake up every day here.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
It's the Simple Southern Spelling Bee here on K-Frog. Get 2 out of 3 words right, and you're going to see Florida Georgia Line in Vegas. Here we go. Your first word is yonder.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Like, over yonder there. I don't know. I'm not from the South.
That was terrible. Over yonder there. Yes. Did that help you at all?
Yeah.
It did, okay.
Y-A-R-D-E-R?
No, not quite. Y-O-N-D-E-R. All right, let's try another one. We'll give you an easy one. How about redneck? Do you need that in a
redneck
sentence?
No, I'm okay. R-E-D-R-E-C-K?
That's red wreck.
Yeah, that was red wreck.
Oh, redneck.
Yes.
R-E-D-N-E-C-K.
All right, we got one. Okay.
What's your idea?
Here we go. You need this one in order to win the tickets to go see Florida Georgia Line, okay?
Okay.
Okay, spell the word gizzard.
G-I-Z-Z-A-R-D.
There you
Gizzard
go.
Gizzard is correct. Thank you for not asking for the country of origin. You're going to see Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Melinda from Hesperia, but right now I'm in Pomona truck driving.
Well, Melinda, get ready, pack your bags, because you are going to Las Vegas this November to see Florida Georgia Line back at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
No problem. You're also entered into the grand prize drawing, which includes, of course, tickets to the show, but we're going to hook you up with a hotel stay at Planet Hollywood and a $100 AMX gift card just to make sure you have a great weekend. Maybe our simple Southern spelling bee wasn't as simple as we thought it was.
Not at all.
I can't laugh, though. I'm a horrible speller.
So am I. I can barely spell simple, but I'm cracking up right now.
Well, maybe we'll try and play again tomorrow morning. Not quite sure.
Wake up.
Makes me wake up in the morning.
Then turn up.
Starts my day off on a good note.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.